Oh, pet, come here for a second, won't you? Good little bitch. So obedient. Comes so quickly when called. Get on your knees and massage your mistress's feet while I tell you about the lovely idea I had. Bitch, the little object between your legs is looking awfully sad. Tell me, how long have you been locked in that cage without relief? Has it been that long? You must be so desperate, so frustrated. You have been such an obedient bitch lately. Goddess is going to give you a choice. Are you ready, pet? Listen closely. You are to choose option number one or option number two. Option one is nothing. You go about your day locked in your cage. No relief, nothing. Everything stays just the same. Don't like that idea? Well, you can always choose option number two. Option number two is Goddess unlocks you. Then she strokes you nice and hard and lets you come. It's been so long since you've come, hasn't it? I bet you can't even remember the last time, can you? I bet it hurts to even think about it. I even bet your cock is straining against your cage just thinking about mistress allowing you to come. Does it hurt, bitch? I bet a nice, hard orgasm would make it feel so much better. So, what's your choice, bitch? Number one or number two? Well, aren't you anxious? So quick to pick number two. You want to be let out of your cage. Feel your mistress's hands all over your pathetic cock. And be allowed to come, don't you? Of course you do. I approve of your decision. Let me just get the key and unlock you. I may have forgotten to mention a few things. You know, silly goddess. Some very important details slipped her mind. First, the entire time you're out of your cage, you'll be serving your owner's pussy. I'm going to unlock you. Then I'm going to straddle your face. Your slut tongue is not to stop pleasuring your mistress. Understand? You had fucking better service me correctly, slut. Now, next, and this is the part you'll want to really pay attention to. Mistress is going to edge you over and over. She is going to spit in her hand and stroke you, get you nice and hard. Then stop. She's going to use her fingertip to trace a line up your shaft. Gently tease the tip just how you like it. Then stop. She's going to wrap her fingers tight around the base of your little cock and pump it up and down, hard and fast, and then stop. She's going to dig her fingernails into the flesh of your cock. The pain so rich and deep. Then stop. Again and again. Goddess is going to bring you to the brink. Make you moan and squirm. And then stop. Don't you dare fucking come until you're given permission, bitch. Do you understand? Lastly, and this is the best part, mistress is going to let you come. You want that so badly, don't you? Do you want to know how? I'm going to stroke you so hard and so fast until you can't take it any longer. Then she'll make you bank. When she's satisfied or bored with your pathetic pleas, she will say, now. And I know you will explode for me at my command, because I know how desperate you'll be. Too bad mistress's hands won't be touching you while you come. Oh, that's right. Just at the supreme moment of pleasure, right as your cock starts to twitch and spasm, right as your balls start to clench, right at the point you wanted worse than you've wanted anything in your life, I'm gonna let go. You'll get to come, oh yes, but it'll just spray weakly into the air. Your orgasm, the accumulation of weeks of desperation locked in your cage, and hours spent being brought to the brink, ruined. Goddess will squeeze your balls, make you pathetically shoot every drop of your load. Your cock will drip cum onto your thighs, and then shrivel up, weak and small. Goddess isn't even going to clean the mess off your body when she locks you back in your cage. You'll get your orgasm, but it will completely and totally be unsatisfying. It'll be worse than if you just chose option one and suffered through just the normal amounts of frustration. Mistress will laugh at your pain and suffering. It'll make her own orgasm by your tongue so much sweeter. I'm going to grind my hips down, forcing your tongue deeper. I know you work even harder to please me. Praying your beautiful goddess will grant her pathetic toy mercy. You can give up on that idea right now. You'll get no mercy from me. You are only getting frustration and desperation from your mistress tonight. Now, pets, ready to begin?